from the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Jameis Winston hit Kelvin Benjamin with a 2-yard touchdown pass with just 13 seconds left. Florida State wins the national championship in college football, beating Auburn 34-31. Also, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers showed off their new head coach yesterday, Lovie Smith, formally introduced. The Packers clearing out their locker rooms after being eliminated from the playoffs on Sunday. A.J. Hawk said it was a tough end of the season.
I mean, obviously very disappointed. We weren't planning on our season being over right now. I don't think any of us thought this was, you know, this wasn't part of our plan for sure. So, yeah, it's always tough that when it hits you, you know that now we lost the game at home to extend our season.
Arizona remains atop USA Today top 25 college basketball poll for the fifth straight week. The Wildcats are followed by Syracuse, Ohio State, Michigan State, and Wisconsin. The Buckeyes and Spartans play in a Big Ten matchup tonight. Wisconsin back in action tomorrow night against Illinois. They're coming off that win over Iowa on Sunday that kept them unbeaten. But Bo Ryan says they've got work to do.
You know, everybody's got to be a player on the offensive end and the defensive end. We found just enough plays to get it done, but it's a lot of work. A lot of work needs to be done.
The Golden State Warriors are in Milwaukee tonight to take on the Bucks. Meanwhile, Wisconsin women's basketball senior Taylor Wirtz is Big Ten Player of the Week. For the second week in a row, Nigel Hayes of Wisconsin, the Big Ten Conference Men's Basketball Player of the Week. And Kiefer Sykes of UW Green Bay was named as the Horizon League Player of the Week as well. The Pointer hockey team has moved up one place to second in the Men's College Hockey Online poll. They're 11-1 overall. St. Norbert remains fourth. That's sports. I'm Tom King.